Okay, today's daf is Kalai, Kalai and daf Ayin Gimel, and we are on Ayin Beis Mabeis as we started the sugyas of Kalai Behema. Kalai Behema came up yesterday's Mishnah. So we said that one can't tie a horse, even not just the two animals next to each other pulling, but a horse and an ox and the other types of situations, but even just a third wheel, so to speak, having the two oxen or two horses pull and the other animal tied to a rope to the wagon, that would also be usur. That's what it said in the first part of the Mishnah. Then we also said in the second half of the Mishnah, Ein choshishin lezera ha'av, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that says as long as the mothers are the same animal, so then even if the fathers are different, that would be okay. That would not be kilai behema in that sort. So we'll have to come back to that. And there's a lot of discussion of that in the Bavli as well. Good. So then the Gemara said that there really is a machlokas, as a shita of Rabbi Meir, who allows. Or the question of the girsa, if you remember, poter or matir, in terms of the tying the horse to the study hakaron or la'achar hakaron. The Mishnah had said that's asur, and Meir says that's mutter, and we said that the Meir's girsa depends and affects whether the Tanakama is a daraisa or a dirabanan. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, this is explaining the shita of the rabbanan in our Mishnah. The Rabbanan in our Mishnah, who say that it is usur to have, let's say, two oxen pulling a wagon, and then you have a horse that's tied onto the side of the wagon that's also walking. Why is that usur? Right, that's the language of the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Tamayu de Rabbanan de Amri b'masisan et akasha b'sidi akaren. It's also usur. Why? So machlokas in the Gemara. Number one, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'pnei shezeh nosei atzluso shalzeh, v'zeh nosei atzluso shalzeh. Because each one literally carries the laziness of the other one. Why? Sometimes when there are two oxen pulling the wagon, you know, most of the time, the horse is not really needed. The horse is just a third wheel and not doing anything. But sometimes the oxen will get a little tired, and at that moment, when the oxen gets tired, when the oxen gets a little lazy, that's when the horse is going to make a difference. That's when the horse is going to pull them and take over for the hard work. And therefore, that's why it's going to be usur. Because there are times that the horse, the side animal, will work, will do avodas. That's why it is considered kilai hakerem. See the marafolda, kishaze atzel v'ayef mimalachto. When this one is lazy and tired, hareze she'etzlo osek bimalachto, sha'kosher etzlo gamkein manig, because the one that's tired also is like manig, and therefore, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that it is usur. Number one, let's just do the other one first. Rav Rava Amar Difrim Sham, Ebdeshen Nosin Es HaChevel Shabein Tayim. Though, you're right, I'm not worried about the Atzlus and the Ayefus. Just means that when there are two animals that are going, there's a rope that is connecting the third animal to the wagon. And both animals are pulling the wagon. The horse is pulling the rope that connects. The horse that's connected to by rope to the wagon, and the oxen that are pulling the wagon, which has the other side of the rope connected to it. So the rope is jointly being carried by the groups of animals, and that's why it's usur. That's why it's considered kilai behema, meaning it's not that the side animal, the horse in our case, it's not like that horse is taking part in the main tircha and avoda that the front animals are doing, but at least for the rope between them, so that itself would be the problem. According to the Rosh in Shabbos in the fifth parak says that according to this, what if you have a person who has a horse in one hand and with a rope of a horse with one hand and a rope on an ox with the other hand, and you're walking with them? That's not kilayim. That's not kilayim because what does our Gemara say? Only that they're jointly carrying the rope. But if there's a person in between, and the person is carrying the rope and leading these two animals separately, two different hands, so then that would be mutter. V'nira li, shemutter lahanik shor b'yamino v'chamor b'smolo. Kivan sheha adam mafsik b'neihem lo shayach lomeimar nosan chavol shemein tayim. You can't say that they're carrying the rope in between them if the person is doing that. I don't know if there's going to be kilayim in different types of dogs. We'll have to see. So this person has two different dogs. So what about putting the leashes in the same hand? So the Gemara talks about whether the leashes are kilayim with each other. What if one of the leashes is linen, one of the leashes is wool, and you wrap it together? Is that going to give you hana? So that's the that's a question. But here, the at least separate hands. That's what the Rosh says. Look at that. Goes the Hagos Sashri here, Aval imachaval of Echad Shosem of Echad Shopishtan, Ukshe Ochsin mischamim yado, if your hand gets hana'ah from that mixture that is in your hand, so that could be a Devashin Miskavit problem. Devashin Miskavit is Usr. He quotes from Rashi, Mashba, according to we all Devashin Miskavit Mutter, then it'll be okay. Okay, so that's the, in terms of the second day. Back to the first day, just something that we can learn. That he's going to take the side animal is going to take over when the first animals get a little lazy. Atzlitz. Atzlitz is one of the worst midos, right? Shlomo HaMelech talks about it in Mishlei, and we know the Mesillas Yesharim talks about it way at the beginning of the Sefer. Zrizus. Zrizus, which is the second mida after Zehirus, according based on the Brayis and Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf and the Bavli. Zehirus is being careful. The Sur Meira. And Zerizos is the Aseh Tov. But it's not just the Aseh Tov in terms of acting, but acting with alacrity. Zerizos, right, says the Ramchal. Ki azehirus sovev al halos aseh, vazerizos al haaseh. V'inyanu shel zerizos mevuar. What's the message of Zerizos? Shehu akdama lemitzvos ulahashlamas inyanam. This is the introduction to all mitzvahs. This is an attitude. Zerizos. Kaloshan Azeh, like the Gemara says, Psachim Davdala, Zerizim Makdimin Lemitzvos. Right? Zerizus is the prerequisite for mitzvos. Right? It doesn't say bimitzvos, because once you do this, start doing the mitzvot, go slowly with focus. Zerizim Makdimin Lemitzvos, some point out. But not bimitzvos, because you got to be quick and act with alacrity to get there. But then take your time. Vizek, Hikimosh, Tzorach Pichos, Kaldavashkava Rabbah, Lehi Nutzel, Mimokshi Ayetzer, Lohab Mali Minara, just like we have to have a lot of focus and Zehirus to not fall into the pit of Mayet Sahara, Shlo Lishlot Banu Lehisar Bimaseinu, so he doesn't get mixed up within our actions. So too, we have to have Zrizus in order to fulfill Vitira, and he says, Kiteva Ha'adam Kaved Ma'od. Man is naturally, literally, very heavy. Very heavy, like an item that can't move itself. Right? It's hard for us. Ki Afrius Ha'chomrius Gas. Right, we're made up of lazy particles. Alkein lo yachbos ha'adam b'tarachu b'malacha. We'd rather not work so hard. Umisharotza lezakos lavodas habor yizbarach. So he wants to be zochen avodas Hashem. Sorach she yizgaber neged tivo atzmo. The natural state of human being is not to be azaris. Hashem didn't create us as rizus. Right, right. That says Yakub kari. Right, just get up like a lion. Right, get up like a lion. Somebody once pointed out, a lion doesn't get up, so, you know, he doesn't jump out of bed. I know, why is it like a lion? That's a good kasha. But a lion sleeps for 21 hours of the day. Right, if you don't have any zoo, you go to the zoo, if the lion's awake, it's like a chiddush. Right, because almost all the hours, the lion is asleep. You have to get in a certain, when the lion wants to get up, you know, he could be a zaraz. So maybe that's the parallel to human beings. If you just leave it to yourself, Havi'az kanamer kal kanasher ratz chatzvi ki gibor kari. It's the gibor. And that's what we have to have chizik for. And Shlomo HaMelech, again, gave warning about this in Mishlei, and he talks about other days. He quotes, this is the one in Mishlei I wanted to talk about. I'll stay ish atzel avarti valker madam chaser lev. I once passed, says Shlomo HaMelech, a field of a lazy person, a kerem. You see, a vineyard of a lazy person, it's all overcome with vines and thorns, and we have to overcome. So that's the message of the lack of zrizus that sometimes the animals have when they get tired. So each one counters and covers for the other one. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So we have a machlokas of Yochanan and Rav. What is the reason for the Rabbanan, that Aser in the Mishnah, that if you have a third animal tied on, that's called Kilei Akerem? Because they eventually help each other in the main going, or just the rope in between. Rabbi Yirmiyah wonders, according to Rav, that says that it has to do with the rope in between, the second day. The rope that connects the horse. Okay, our example that we're talking about, two oxen, and then you have the horse on the side. So what's the problem? That they're each carrying the horse, the rope in between them. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, kashim b'saron. What happens if you tie two animals together with their hair? No wagon. You have two animals. You have two animals, and you tie them together with their hair. Meaning, let's say you have, I don't know, you have a cow and a donkey walking in a line, and then you take the cow's tail, and you take it, and you tie it to the mane or whatever, the front of the hair of the donkey, and they're walking. So is that a problem? Why? Because what did we just say? We just said if you have a rope in between two, a rope tied to a wagon, and the animals are both pulling the, you know, one animal's pulling the wagon, and the other one has the rope connected, that's a problem, because of the rope in between them. What if you have hair in between two animals? Is that going to be a problem? Look at the Mara fold on top. Kshar and Basairon. L'Rav Kami Boy. According to Rav, this is a question. Kosher Basairon. Are you allowed to tie the hair without a problem? Dal Karcho Kolechad Balavachi Nosi Sarosav. V'yenkan Misayeya. Well, each one of them is carrying his hair before the other one came along. So, nothing new has changed between when you tie the hair to the other animal. So it's not a problem because they're carrying the same hair that they carried before. Oh, afilu haki aser kamo chevel. Or is it like a rope? Once my hair is tied to you, so then you're also helping me out by carrying the load of my hair. So Gemara says, one second. Mana kaimin. What exactly is the question? We don't fully understand the question. And therefore we're going to leave it as a tzorachi and what exactly the question was. E bishakaro bisairo. If you're actually talking about the hair of the horse and the hair of the donkey. So then, kachad over masul hakif behem al gabi chaverta. Are you allowed to put one animal on top of another one? Right, rhetorical question. If I put a donkey on a cow, just on one on top of the other, not in a mating position, but just one on top of the other, where they jump on each other, there's no issur there. So you're allowed to put two animals on top of each other. So just tying their hair next to each other, that would be usur. Even putting the egufim together, right? And again, not in a mating way. Just putting them on top of each other is a mutter. So for sure, putting their hair on each other, that should be mutter. V'im ki b'shikaro ha'chevel b'saro. And if it's all about a case where you have a rope in the hair that's tied, so then no mar me b'nei she dosin es ha'chevel shebe tayim. Then that's the sheet that Rav said. So what exactly was Rabbi Yirmiyah's question? We weren't sure and we don't have an answer. Right, what is it? Was he asking? If it's actually tying the hair to each other's animal, so that of course that should be mutter according to this reading, because you could even put the animal on top of each other, let alone the hair connected to each other. And if it's a question of the rope holding the hair, so then that's basically what we said is usur. So what exactly is the question? We're not sure. Okay, Rabbi Yona Amar is Palgan Rav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yona says that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan have this machlokes. As follows, what we just said above, below the previous amud, but we have it again. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shazed Nosi Aslu Sol Shozeh Vizet Nosi Aslu Sol Shozeh. This one helps out with the laziness of the other one. Rav Amar Rabbi Shehein Nosin Es Lachevel Shebeitayin. Right, those are the two days because they carry the rope. Ma Navig Mi Bei Nehon. Is there a nafkamina between the reasons? Can find a halachic difference between whether the reason is each one helps out the laziness of the other one, or they're just carrying the rope, right? And that's what the Mara Fulda says. Why do you have a machlokas? There's no nafkamina. V'lamale lashas klal lahashvienu pluktayu yiatam mashiye. Right? That's an important line, right? Well, there wouldn't be a machlokas if there wouldn't be a nafkamina, right? That's what the achronim use this lashon. There can't be a chakira unless you have a nafkamina. If I say a nafkamina between how you look at something, you need a nafkamina. That's what we say in the world of brisk, right? You come up with a beautiful chakira, but if you don't have two ways of looking at a certain halakhic principle, but if you don't have a nafkamina, then what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, the following is not a nafkamina, but it has to be explained according to each of them. Kisharu Basara. What happens if, our case, you have two oxen that are pulling the wagon, and you have a horse tied to the wagon, but the horse is tied directly with its hair to the wagon? No rope. The hair of the horse is tied to the wagon. So think about that. If the horse tries to do any pulling of the wagon to join in, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the horse. The horse is not going to pull in that case. The horse might be pulled, but the horse is not going to take part to help out the atzlus of the oxen in that case. So, Bein al dayti d'Rabbi Yochanan potter. In that case, there wouldn't be an iser. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says, oh, they help out the aslos of each, so then that's not going to be a problem here. Because the horse is not going to help out. It hurts the horse. And according to the other opinion, that it's the rope. So we said, this is we said up above. If it's just the hair, the horse is carrying its hair beforehand. And therefore, there wouldn't be an iser. So, we don't know exactly what the question a nafkamina between them is, but we know that this could be explained according to each of the shittos. Remember also the Bilam thought that he could learn from the Zrizos of Avram Avinu. But Chazal knew otherwise. Remember it says, Vayashkim Baboker, both by Avraham and by Bilam. Right, by Avram Avinu it says he got up early. I think it was by the Akedah. Right, he got up early. Some say also there's a pasuk by Bris Milah. But either way, he got up early. And when Balak got up early to go curse the Jews, Rashi quotes, Russia, right? You think you're doing what Avram Avinu did, you're trying to be a zaris to overcome and overpower the Jews? For Kadamcha Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu already came before you. So I saw one of those. I think the Shemin HaTov writes in one of his svarim, what's the exact relationship between Avram did it before you? So it was. He did it afterwards. So Bilam did the second. So he did the same thing. He's copying him at least, right? So he doesn't get the credit. If somebody great does something, I do it too. Hashem's going to say, "Oh, so and so, Rabbi so and so does that already. Sorry, you can't. You're not so great. He does that midrash already. So what's so bad?" So the answer is no. There was a difference between the Vayashkim of Avraham and the Vayashkim of Bilam. The Vayashkim of Bilam went with his senses, went with his natural human senses. He hated the Jews. He was going to curse the Jews, and therefore everything was beautiful, and it was going with what he wanted to do. But Avram Avinu got up in order to perform Akedas Yitzchak. He got up in order to do Bris Milah. That's not what really, technically, he wanted to do. He wanted to do it because it was the Dvar Hashem, but not because he wanted to do it, and therefore, that's what it means, Parkadamcha, that this is different. What you're doing is different. Don't think that you're on the level of Avram Avinu, right? Because overcoming the natural state. Even though Avram Avinu, you know, obviously, he wants to do the Dvar Hashem, but it's not the same as really wanting to do it. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein writes in one of his svarim, he says, if we look at the Akedah, that Avram Avinu went to the Akedah just like he was going to his son's wedding, with the same emotion and the same excitement, because this is what Hashem told him to do, that would be even minimizing the Nisayon. That would be minimizing it. Yes, he was doing it, but to make him somewhat human, he was human, and he had to overcome the love. Again, the Rishonim talk about this. Rabbi Bachai says, imagine the love that he had for his son. Imagine the Ramban says that he was going to ruin his life's dream, and the Rishonim get into this. So yes, of course, ultimately he wanted to do it because he loved Hashem. But it's not wrong to say that the formulation of Avraham Avinu was deep down it was difficult for him, very difficult for him. Right? Interesting. In the Slichas, we say Mishana Avraham Avinu Bahar Maria Hu Yanenu. Right? Mishana, whoever answered Avraham Avinu Bahar Maria Hu Yanenu. Very unclear. What was Avraham davening for? Mishana. We don't have any tefillah that he did. So I think there's a Yerushalmi in Tainus that says maybe it was the tefillah that this should be a schus for all of Klal Yisrael forever. Or I should be able to have the courage and the strength to be able to go through this test that I'm going through. Or others, I saw one of the Achronim say, maybe Avraham Avinu obviously didn't even realize it, but deep down psychologically, obviously his love and his... So he didn't daven it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hegyon Libi. Hashem needed him to pass the test, but once he did that, his neshama, obviously, Avraham Avinu loved his son, and he wanted to keep his son, so maybe that's the Misha Ana, Hu Yanenu, Hashem even knows our deep down feelings, v'chulam. Okay, there's a lot more there, and again, I need to give the justice to the Misha Ana, but we continue. Says the Gemara, V'lo halivdikis. The Mishnah said that you can't tie a livdikis to other camels, because it looks like it's a camel, it's similar to a camel, but it's not a camel. And it's a kelayim with the camel. Is tani tani nir nivrikis. So some have livdikis, and some have nivrikis. Manda amar livdikis, according to one that says the livdikis is from the word shem libui, al shem lubim. It's like Libyan, from Libya. Libyan camel-like creatures. Vikushim bimitzad, lubin vikushim bimitzadav. That is the a pasuk in Daniel Yud Aleph, where it talks about the other nations, as we have towards the end of Daniel. Mandamar nivrikis afhatam. If it's a nivrikis, oh, that's the afhatam animal. What's that? Mao afhatam chamar salak, a really tall donkey. So a really tall donkey, and donkeys sometimes have big backs also, so it kind of looks like a camel. But it is not, and therefore you can't tie it with a camel. Rav Yona Verboshi Aboi Ger Maboim Milibui is our girsa, or the girsa that others have is Miluv. Gerim that come from Libya, from Luv, Ma'o Lahatim Laim Shlosha Doros. Do they have to wait 3 Doros? What is this talking about? Right, once we brought up Libyan camel-like animals, we're talking about non-Jews from Libya. Was that within the provinces of biblical Egypt so that the halacha of an Egyptian ger not marrying into the Jewish kol until 3 generations down, does that apply to them? Right, that's the psukim in Kiseitse, where the pasuk says, Lo sisaev adomi ki achicha hu. Lo sisaev mitzri ki gera yisavartso. Banim ashe yivol de lehem dar shlishi yavol lehem bikal Hashem. Right? And unlike Ammon and Moav, who are usher forever, the males, right? But mitzri and adomi, they are allowed in after 3 generations. Meaning they convert, and then they have to marry another Egyptian convert, and then the next generation another, and then the 3rd generation, so then they can marry into the kahal. So, what is the halacha about these converts from Luv? So, and we'll get back to the chiddach. Rav Hashem, Amar Yona Butraya min Madan and Chami Hahein Pula Mitzri. Well, check it out from people's behavior. There's an Egyptian bean, Kanrotiv Eden Safran Lelubi. When it's wet and moist and fresh, they call it the Libyan bean. Kanhavi Nogiv, and when it's dry, Eden Safran Lepul Mitzri, they call it the Egyptian bean. So, what do you see? It's the same kind of thing. Libya and Egypt, it came from somewhere. People's behavior. Hada Amra, Ger Milubi Zerlavdin Shlosha Doros. Hada Amra, Hiluvi Mitzrayim. It must have been in the biblical area of Mitzrayim, and that's where people's behavior, numerous times in Chazal, they look at the behavior of people, the behavior of the folks, in order to know certain realities, not halacha. Sometimes we'll say, Puk Chazi by Abed Dabar, go see what the people are doing. In terms of the Minhagim, about fulfilling a certain detail or mitzvah. But here, it's in terms of what they call the bean, and you learn from that that it is aser. Rabbi Yisla bar Nachman, B'shei Rav Oshia, halacha kedivrei ha-Talmud. And Rav Oshia said, halacha like the Talmud. Why? Because Rabbi Yona is the Talmud of Rav Oshia, and Rabbi Yona just said this drasha, that it is aser, and therefore that is the halacha. 2 points to bring up. Number one, the Sefer HaChinuch, interesting, on this Isra of Ammon, and it's Edom and Mitzrayim. Edom and Mitzrayim, those are the two. Right? Those have Adomi ki achichahu. Edom is your brother. Yaakov and Esav. And Mitzri ki gera yisavartso. Shor HaShemitzvah Nigla, Lahodienu, says the Chinuch in Tavkuf Sama Gimel. You shouldn't make it a kavah chomer from bnei Ammon. Lomar Ammon and Moab bishvil pamachash lo kid mosan umblechem of abayim. One time Ammon and Moab didn't bring us out bread and water. Here chikanu akal mehem. And the Torah says, no way. Ammon and Moab didn't do basic chesed to you. They can never marry in. Edomim umitzriim shetziaru as Yisrael. Kama alachas kama vakama. Edom and Mitzrayim, they subjugated you. What does Edom do for centuries? What did Mitzrayim do for hundreds of years? So Ammon and Moab, we were passing them in the desert. They didn't bring us water, right? So that we can't marry them. So Mitzrayim, they threw our babies into the river. So shouldn't that be Kal Vachomer? Al Kain Basun Batanu Hazara Aleim Shelo Limanim Yischatim Bam. That's the Torah's Chiddush here. Don't make that Kal Vachomer. Ki Ashibudim Sheshibdu Haim Banu. The Shibud that Mitzrayim and Edom had. Gzeres Hashem hi aleinu, ve'ein lanu l'kvoa aleim sina bilvavenu alkach. Wow, huge topic. Ramban, Hilchas Tshuva. I remember why the Mitzrayim maybe shouldn't have been punished because it was already forecast for Bisben Abasarim, right? So the Rambam says, well, every Egyptian could have said, well, I'm not going to subjugate. I'll let others subjugate. And therefore, each one of them was punished because each one of them could have said not to do it. Says the Ramban, Ramban, what are you talking about? If it's said in Brisbane of Asarim to do it, you should be the first one to jump and do it. If Hashem says this is going to happen, you should be God's servant. The problem was, the Ramban says that they went overboard. They went above and beyond what Va'avadim V'inu Osa meant. But the Chinuch here, fascinatingly, uses that issue to say, we were kind of meant to be in Mitzrayim. So even though they went overboard, we're not going to distance them forever. If they decide to convert and become Jewish, so then after a couple of generations we'll allow them in. And asher matzu levavim la'asos, the lack of akaras hatov, as is spoken about. As is spoken about. And the Sefer HaChinuch also, in Tav Kuf Samach Dalid, right, tells us, what are the Mitzri? Kigera Yisav Arzo. That's another Musar message that the Bali Musar, for 400 years, for 210 years, they destroyed us, and they subjugated us, and they killed us. It was terrible. And they murdered us. What did the Pasuk say? Lo Sei Mitzri, Kigera Yisav Arzo. When you first came in, they gave you a place to live. It turned out terrible, but when they first came in, so what do we notice? A little good isn't mevutal with a lot of bad, right? It says there, Rav Sternbach in Tam Vadas, says Rav Sternbach on this Rashi. Dover zeh klal gadol mida tova limso v'latur b'chaveiro acher eze nekuda tova umay lo sheyeshbo. Whenever somebody has interactions with us, we have to find the nekuda in the other person that's good, that's positive. Don't focus. Hashem will look at us and think, there's a lot of averus on that guy. I got a mitzvah too. I got a midah tova. If you got a good thing, Hashem's going to grab onto that. Just like midah keneged midah, if we look at other people and find the midah tova within the larger, less midos tovos, right? Just like Mitzrayim. That's the message that we learn from dealing with Mitzrayim. That's Gemara Baba Kama Daf Sadi Beis, in the like. Okay, so we continue. Also, the important point to mention, we paskin this halacha gedira talmud, meaning Libyan gerim have the same halacha as Mitzrayim. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Why do we have to know the halacha for this? Was it a sancherev mevalbel kol ha'umos? Remember Sancherev in the days of Ashur? He mixed up all the nations, so we don't have the nations anymore. If somebody comes to me and says, hi, I'm a Canaanite, I'm a Chivite, you know what we say to them? Nice to meet you. Called the parish by Ruba Parish. You're not from anybody. I don't know, you're not one of the seven Amamin. All those mitzvahs don't apply anymore because Sancherev was Mevalba Kala Umos. So there are a number of stories in Shas, Bavli and Yerushalmi, about the Lamaisa elements of the Rishonim, Tosfos and Yavamis, on Daf, Ayin Vav discusses, right, there was a minyomi, a ger mitzri there. Who says these apply anymore? None of them are lamaisa anymore, because if Sachar was mevalba kol umos. The Mishnah actually says it's in Yadayim, in Dalad Dalad, that there was mix-ups, Tosfos has a day in Yavamis, maybe the Mitzrayim were different, maybe the Mitzrayim did come back to their place. Okay, but that's a discussion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'chulu, we continue. So Rabbi Yehuda said, in the Mishnah, that you go by the mother. You go by the mother animal, there, and as long as the mothers are the same, there's no kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Divrei Chachamim, call them into prados echad. All prados are one. All mules are one. Meaning, it doesn't matter if they have different mothers and different fathers. As long as they have the same two parents, and it doesn't matter if it's flipped, male or female, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim say, it's all good, it's all mule. Doesn't matter who the horse is and who the donkey is. They're all mule, and therefore they're not kalayim with each other. That's the shita called choshishin lezera ha'av. The father's zera also plays a role, and as long as there's av and aim in this mule, it's good. Ve'eluin asimanim. But go back to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, you have to know who the mother is. The mother is the determining. What are the simanim to know if this mule has a horse mother or a donkey mother? So Rabbi Yona, kol she'aznav ketanos imo susav aviv chamar. If its ears are small, then the mother's a horse and the father's a donkey. Gedolos imo chamar of aviv sus. And the big ears, the opposite. Looking at Chul and Ayin Tes, the Gemara Chul gives other simanim also. The sound of the voice and other simanim also. And the Mefarsha I saw in the back, Shalom Yerushalayim. The Mefarsha talk about, do you need all the simanim? Do you just need one of the simanim? Okay. Now, stories to show that they relied on this lamaisa. Rabbi Mana mefake lilein to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. Rabbi Mana gave instructions to the ones who worked in Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya's house. In Be'isun Mizvun Mulvan, if you want to buy mules, Tevun Zavnin Lo Uznehon Tekikin. Only buy the ones with small ears. She'imo Susav Aviv Chamar. Because those, you'll be sure, you can work them all together because they all have a mother who's a horse and a father who's a donkey. Or, Halo Ben Min Ha'ish. This also proves that idea, right? This is, we're familiar with this Gemara, the following Gemara from the Gemara Nida and elsewhere, that there are three partners to every offspring, mother, father, and Hashem. So Haloben, minayish, the lobin, the white zera from the man, shemimenu moch vatomas vagidim, the brain, the bones, and the sinews come from the man. Vahaodem, and the redness, the pigment, minayisha, shemimenu ha'or vabasar vadam. The skin and the basar and the dam come from the woman. So that's the right, that the or includes the ear. Excuse me, the ears. So the mother, the ears, the mother produces the, and gives the ears, and that proves our idea that the ears, big and small, help determine on one of the simanim. Va'ruach va'nefesh va'neshama mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shlosh don shutfin bo. Right? Interesting. This is even talking about animals. Even talking about animals. Animals. Shlosha shutfin bo. Right? The male and the female in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it says haruach ha'nefesh va'neshama. Big discussion, not for now. Do animals have a neshama? Do animals have a nefesh? Here, unless the last line is just referring back to humans, doesn't sound that way in the exact, but it's the Gemara Nida, as we know, on Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara discusses Shlosha Shutin Yesh Ba'adam. Ba'adam. Right here, it's Shutafin Bo. Shutafin Bo. But Shlosha Shutin Ba'adam, the language there, also what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, Ruach neshama cluster panim reias ayin shmias ozen dibor peh hiluch raglayim ubina vahaskel. So there's a lot more on the list of a human, right? All the intellect and the ability of the senses to work, right? Those are all. But ruach neshama, that lashon is there too in the Bavli. If you look in the Gra points out that. Lavan says to Yaakov, ki atzmi uvisarenu, atzmi uvisariata, right, in Parshas Vayetzi, atzmi uvisari, so the God grows through, because he's related from his mother's side and from his father's side. So it's the bones and the basar. Atzmi uvisari, so that's why Lavan says that. He also quotes that's why by a mother, you say a misha beirach, for a chole. Misha for a chole, use the mother's name, because a number of reasons, but because the basar often is what's sick, so you use the mother's name, and that basar comes from the mother. And also the mother has rechmanis, but what's around after may have esrim, so that's the father's. That's why Kelmali used the father's name, because he was the one that gave the bones, and that's what lasts after may have esrim. Okay, continue a little bit more. Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yaakov, B'shem Rav, Modim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Chachamim say, all mules are mutter, it doesn't matter who the parents are, which direction, but they'll agree in the following case. If there's a third generation, B'sus ben Sus ben Chamar, Im Chamar ben Chamar ben Sus. If there's a third generation, and most of the progenitors of one animal are donkeys, and most of the progenitors of the other one are horses, so that would be Kelayim. Only if you have two parents, if I have two mules, and each of their parents, one's a horse, one's a donkey. But if I have a donkey, I have two animals, and if you go into, let's say, the two generations up, one of them has more horses, and one of them has more donkeys in their pedigree, in their background, that would be Aser. Rabbi Chagir, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Isa, B'nei Izim, B'nei Rechelu, Asurim, Zem, Zem. Rabbi Isi says that goats and sheep are Aser to each other. So Gemara says, V'lo, Cain, Anan, Amrim. What are we talking about? If it was just Pashit, right, goats and sheep, of course that's Kilai Behema. So that can't be what this statement means. It must be, this case, Eiz ben Rachel, Im Rachel ben Eiz. It must be talking about the third generation, and in that way, this would be a raya that the Chachamim would agree to Rabbi Yehuda in this circumstance. Good, there's a lot more. Be'ez Hashem, next time, don't miss it. Adnei HaSadeh. People wait for all of Shas to see the Adnei HaSadeh. Are there such things as animals connected to the ground, and we'll see. Adnei HaSadeh, come tomorrow.